help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, or Take My Father, Please, How to Survive Caring for Aging Parents. I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving, and we're going to be discussing everything you ever wanted to know about elder care, but were afraid to ask. You know, if you're coping with caregiving right now or think it is just about to befall you, this is the show for you. And don't forget to check out all the valuable resources I have for you on elderrage.com. You know, I've got 6 outstanding guests for you today, so please call your friends and be sure to let them know that they can listen here every Saturday from 3 to 5, that's Pacific time, and let them know they can listen to my Coping with Caregiving programs online anytime. Our first guest is going to be Gary Barg. He is with Caregiver Media Group, which produces today's Caregiver Magazine. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with Gary Barg.
Quant9 Software has specialized in the development of investment software for computerized investors since 1985. The first version of their popular software was a DOS version, and Quant9 has focused on growing right along with technological advances, always on the cutting edge. The program is now known as NAIC Portfolio Record Keeper. Designed by professional money managers, this software provides investors with extensive investment tracking tools. From investment record keeping and educational tools to tax decision making and preparation, Quant9's NAIC Portfolio Record Keeper provides portfolio management solutions for all investors. At www.quantixsoftware.com. That's www.quantixsoftware.com.
Does your website maximize online sales? Is it fully interactive with your internet customers? Are you able to update your website? Are you at the whim of the webmaster that never calls back? Hello, this is Chris Murch, president of WS Radio. We're the largest internet talk radio station in the world, and like many businesses, we quickly outgrew our static website. The days of putting up some graphics and contact information are over. Database-driven interactive sites with full e-commerce capabilities represent the future of the internet. We search nationwide for a creative and responsive web developer, one who really listened to our challenges and found solutions that truly worked. Lynch Interactive has the experience required to take your company to the next level. Click on the link on the bottom of our WS Radio website for lynchinteractive.com. From e-commercing to web development and technology integration, Lynch Interactive is the right choice.
Are you sick and tired of watered down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio. WSRadio.ws. The worldwide leader in internet talk.
And then Ernest Rosemond, who is with the annual AARP conference that's coming up September 12th to 14th in San Diego, and we're going to be doing our show from there. And then Judy Lund, Person. She is with the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. And lastly, to Carmen Leal. She's an author and national speaker on Huntington's disease. But first up, we're going to be speaking with Gary Barg. He is one of the best advocates that we have for caregiving. I was real fortunate to be able to meet him recently at the American Society of Aging Conference. He's a noted speaker, a writer, a publisher, and the founder and editor-in-chief of a wonderful magazine you should all know about called Today's Caregiver. And he's created a really wonderful website I want you all to go to. It's called caregiver.com. Gary also created the Sharing Wisdom Conferences, which bring together caregivers from around the country to share their knowledge, and they also honor recipients of their annual Care Heroes Awards. Gary is on the board of the American Association for Caregiver Education and the National Adult Day Service Association. He's got a great new book I want you all to look at. It's called The Fearless Caregiver, How to Get the Best Care for Your Loved One and Still Have a Life of Your Own. Welcome, Gary.
Thanks, Jacqueline. It's wonderful to be here.
Hi. So how did you become involved with caregiving?
Oh, I got into caregiving the hard way, as many of us do.
Yeah.
I was a video producer in 1995 in Atlanta, Georgia, getting set up for the Olympics, which was a wonderful position to be in.
Wow.
And my mom had cared for my dad in South Florida. He retired in 1990 and passed away in 91 of bone marrow cancer. Then immediately became caregiver for my grandfather with Alzheimer's, my grandmother with TIAs. I mean, the doctors loved us, insurance companies hated us, but that summer of 94, actually, I just heard in her voice, you know, I've got to take time off, I got to come down. I thought I'd be down there in South Florida for a month, help her out, make some decisions, and go back to Atlanta. Well, it took me 6 years to get back to Atlanta, and by then we had started all the caregiving products.
Wow. So same with me. You know, yeah. Here, television business as well, and 20-year career gone. Go up to take care of mom and dad, think I'm going to be there for a month, and I was trapped for a year and a whole 5 years of caregiving later. Yeah. So I think we come to this and we get so compassionate about what we go through, we just have to share with other people how to help them.
Yeah, I've run into a lot of people like that, yourself included, who never thought that, supporting caregivers would be their mission in life, but it has. And I think that a lot of times those are really the folks who are doing the best for caregivers because they've been through it.
Yes. So tell us, I love your book. Tell everybody what the fearless caregiver means.
Thank you very much. I firmly believe that the way that we achieve all our goals as caregivers is by taking on a new job role. It's one I call being a fearless caregiver. That's a caregiver who understands that you have a job to do as a full member of your loved one's care team. Now, at this point, you're no less important than the case manager, therapist, or, heaven forbid, even the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I think a fearless caregiver needs to learn everything they can about their loved one's situation and step in as their advocate. They need to ask questions to their doctor, and they need to not stop asking questions until they get clear and concise answers. They need to know how to find the latest treatment options and present qualified research to members of their loved one's care team. I think a fearless caregiver becomes a member of their loved one's care team.
And I think it's a process, because when I started, I just was relying on what the doctors and the professionals that I happened to come in contact with, telling me, and I'm going, okay, okay. And it wasn't until I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'm taking control here because I am not getting the help I need. And I had to become extremely adamant. And I found out that the squeaky wheel got some attention.
Well, the educated squeaky wheel.
Yes.
I mean, you really have to, two things. You really have to know what's going on the other side of the table. You have to have an empathy for the good healthcare professionals out there. And then you also have to become a member of the care team so you make their life easier as they support your loved one.
And so, you know, that's why it's so important for us to become fearless.
Yeah.
That's the mission of your book, is to help us to learn how to become fearless.
Yeah, you have just become a professional caregiver. You're getting your degree the hard way.
That's what, you know, I tell everybody, Greg. They ask me, well, are you a doctor? Are you a nurse? Are you a CNA? What are you? I go, well, I have a degree in photography and filmmaking. Isn't that pertinent? I said, but I do have a DLE next to my name. I have a doctorate of life experience.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Hard Knock School of Caregiving.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I love your book. Tell the part about the reverse gift list.
Well, one of the challenges of caregiving is getting support. You know, whenever I talk to caregivers, like you do, I go around the country talking to caregivers, and when you start saying you need to get support from your family members, the eyes start rolling. And I realized, just telling them that they need help doesn't help. So we've developed a guaranteed respite support generator, and we call it the reverse gift list. And it's very simple. You take a piece of paper, you make two columns or a computer screen, you entitle the first column People I Trust, and the second column Things They Can Do. And it's this simple. It's you just put your list of people that you trust, neighbors and cousins and friends and coworkers. People have always say to you, what can I do to help? What can I do to help? And then you give them a list of things to do.
Yeah, here's a list. Pick one.
Well, and make it simple. You know what? It would be nice if one weekend a month you you sat in, you know, and so I could get out for 2 hours and get my hair done. Could you please pick up groceries twice a month? How about coming over one night a week just to talk to me? People want to help.
Yes.
And I say it's guaranteed because I've never seen a situation where you give somebody bite-sized, manageable tasks to help you and your loved one where they don't do it.
It's an excellent idea. It really is, because I tell anybody that asks you, gosh, I feel so bad for what you're going through. Is there anything I can do? Don't ever let an is there anything I can do slip by.
Well, and also give them opportunities to do things for you. That's why I call it the reverse gift list. It's great for the as the holidays come up when, you know, you can actually get them to give you gifts that you need.
Yeah. Don't buy me anything, but here, come and just spend an evening with me.
Oh, yeah.
And give me a hug and, you know, spend some time with my mom and I and just be with us.
And you know what? If you add it together, if you have 8 or 10 people who are doing easily manageable tasks for you, all of a sudden you can free up, you know, essentially a day of respite a week.
Oh, yeah. So needed. And tell everybody about your family care list.
Well, that's something we call the gift of preparedness. I think it's the greatest gift that anybody can give their loved ones, especially if it's a situation where maybe there is no caregiving or the age is right where there might be caregiving, to actually put together a list of all the elements that you know would become a factor if caregiving happens. For example, where are the bank accounts? What are the account numbers? Who's on the bank account? I mean, where are the insurance papers? Who are the beneficiaries? Where are the deeds and titles to all properties, not just the house if you have other properties? How about military history? Military service history, your burial is included.
Mm.
How about an up-to-date will in a safe place? And then you tell some family members where the will is, or a living will or advanced directives. I mean, what happens here is it's insurance that you hope you never need, but when your family members, you know, may have to take over caregiving duties, the first minutes are so important, you don't want them pulling apart your papers trying to figure out what's what.
But everybody's in denial. You know, nobody wants to deal with that until they're in a crisis. And I'm trying to, as you are, trying to wake everybody up to say, just get to it, get it in order, and then forget about it. Hope for the best that you never have to do that, and your loved one lives to 101 and passes away in their sleep, and you never have to deal with it.
Oh, yeah.
But not many of us do.
Well, you know, you have car insurance. You have, insurance on your house. You have flood insurance. This is just another insurance thing to deal with and put away.
Yes. And what other tips can you give people about, getting ready for this process? Because that's what you and I are trying to do, is get people ready. We always get the crisis call after they're really into it. But getting people to wake up and get ready.
I think it's it's really, as you said, it's a mindset. It's realizing that, you know, we're all in this spectrum of life, and if you have an opportunity to look at your family members and say, oh my God, I don't want them to go through this, and I'm going to take a moment and put this information together, so if God forbid they do have to go through caregiving, they don't have to go through it the way I went through it.
You know, good friends of mine just now are going through it with their dad, and he's been living with them, and he goes into the hospital, has a procedure, and all of a sudden he's, you know, there for a couple of months, and they can't find the paperwork. They finally got it out of him. He's got it taped to the back of the dresser. He's been living there, but he doesn't try. They're like, for heaven's sakes, Dad, where are your paperwork? Oh, it's taped to the back of the dresser.
Well, my dad was 61 when he passed away, and he had just retired, and he was, president of a home building company, so he really knew how to manage. And yet it took us, you know, days and days of pulling papers out when he was in the hospital to try to figure out what shape his personal paperwork was in, because, you know, obviously he didn't expect anything earth-shattering to happen to him.
No, we all think it's just going to be easy. When I tell you, when I got to Mom and Dad's, I pulled the drawer out, and there's just like paperwork stuffed in there, not even filed, just like crunched in there, and oh my gosh, what a mess I had to try to figure out.
Well, I know one of the biggest challenges is, you know, sitting down as an adult child with your parents and getting this, you know, conversation on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And my tip there is that go ahead and tell them your plan. You know, put yourself out there. And don't say, well, Mom and Dad, I know you're getting old, so let's figure this out. You say, look, here's my plan if anything happens to me. Here's how I, what I want. Here's where all my documents
great
are.
Great idea.
Now, how about you?
Yeah, great idea. So what do you think is the very first thing caregivers need to do?
You need to realize that you are an important element of caring for your loved one. You have to care for yourself. You know, I always tell caregivers that job one for any caregiver is to care for you, because who's going to take care of both of you when you fall apart due to stress, ill health, or simply not caring for yourself?
So true. And why is it? It's almost almost everybody that I run into, they just kind of deny that too. And they just feel like if they just bucked up harder and just had more perseverance and more determination, they can, you know, they're just not doing it hard enough, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not working hard enough to get there. And I'm like, you don't understand how much stress you're under 24 hours a day when you're a caregiver, that just compiles. So,
because I think caregivers are the most wonderful people in the world. I do think that they're heroes, and I think that they need all the support of everybody else in this in the community to make sure that they're focused on, that they don't become the next person who needs who has healthcare challenges.
And I always say, you know, if you're a long-distance caregiver and your sister's across the country taking care of your mom, gosh, the best thing, and you can't be there, just send money and then send some more and something for her to have some respite. Say, you know, here's a day certificate for a spa. Go have a hire an agency to come in and have another caregiver come in so your sister can take a break and go somewhere and get her nails done. Just any break that you can tell her that you appreciate what she's doing, you understand how hard it is for her.
Well, that's where the gift list comes in. I think it's difficult for long-distance caregivers who love their loved ones, because there's so much guilt that you can't do everything. And basically, if you took one element off the shoulders of your loved one, you know, you've done a lot.
Sure. Yeah, no matter what that is. And I just say, you know, offer. They know you can't get there all the time, but if you, instead of saying, well, did you do this? Did you do that? Why didn't you do this?
Yeah.
You know, well, if I was there, I would be doing it this way. You know, say, well, gosh, what can I do to help you, sis? Give me something specific and let me see if I can do it for you.
Absolutely. And the key is to realize you're all under stress. You know, all of the family dynamics are put to test when the caregiving's an issue. And if you are the long-distance caregiver, you know, you have to learn to take deep breaths.
Yes, my book is breathe in and out. You know, it's like inhale, exhale. It was like, oh, that's the only thing that kind of, oh, what can I do? Massages and walks, and it was just that constant over your head. And once you realize, well, this is how it's going to be. I don't know for how long I'm going to have to do this, and I've got to learn to pace myself. So I want everybody to know about today's Caregiver Magazine. It's a great magazine, everybody. How can everybody get your book?
Well, they can go to caregiver.com,
okay,
or they can call our 800 number, 1-800-829-2734.
Oh, doggone it. We're out of time already. Gary, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much, Jacqueline.
All right. See you soon, Gary. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving. I hope you join us here every Saturday, and be sure to let your friends know that they can listen to archived Coping with Caregiving programs online anytime. Now stay tuned, because coming up next, we're going to be speaking with someone, the one and only Art Linkletter, about how he has reached a vibrant 90 years young.
Help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
We have a tropical depression gaining real strength as
the most powerful force on Earth. The hurricane. Responsible for millions of dollars of damage and loss of life every year. The hurricane. A force to be feared. Yet, we'll look it right in the eye. We are the men and women of the Air Force Reserve, and our world-renowned hurricane hunters go above and beyond, flying directly into nature's most destructive force. We do it to gather the data that makes the difference between safety and disaster. We do it for our communities. We do it for our country. And you can do it too, with the Air Force Reserve. Because the hurricane hunters are just one of the many exciting careers available with the Air Force Reserve. It may be a part-time job, but it's a full-time experience. Air Force Reserve, above and beyond.
For information, call 1-800-257-1212.